Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When Jesus confronted the crowds that came to hear him, they went away saying, "Never did anyone speak as does he." In the message we call the Sermon on the Mount, 10 times Jesus said, "You have heard it said to the people long ago," and then challenged that conventional wisdom saying, "But I say unto you." Talk about someone specializing in unconventional wisdom. In one of those departures from the accepted wisdom of the day, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Jesus said, "If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that?" Irmgard Wood grew up believing that. In fact, she and her mother went so far as to actually pray for the safety of the enemy pilots who flew over their home in Stuttgart, Germany during World War II. You see, they lived in a 6th-floor apartment. And on one particular occasion, they heard the wail of sirens, the burst of anti-aircraft guns, and the sputtering engine of a plane that was crashing. They rushed outside to see the airplane, flames trailing behind, about to go down. As the plane lost altitude, Irmgard prayed, "God, protect the pilot." Her sister audibly prayed, "Help him, dear God." But this was the enemy for whom they prayed. That night, they listened to the local news, but there was no indication that their prayers had been answered. Eventually, the war ended, and the mother and her daughters immigrated to the U.S. Irmgard married and became a nurse, and the years began to roll by. One day, a patient, detecting her accent, asked where she had grown up. "Stuttgart," she said. "I was shot down over that city," he said, "in broad daylight." Then, all of a sudden, memories of that day long before flooded her mind. "When?" she blurted out. Comparing notes, they both knew that the one in the air, fearful of being shot, now sat before a nurse who was a little girl, prayed for this man whose plane was crashing. Talk about unconventional wisdom. The American pilot unbelievably walked away from his plane. He was captured, ended up in a POW camp where he was treated humanely. "The good Lord was with me somehow," he said. Yes. Irmgard prayed and her prayer had been answered. She discovered it many years later. Question: do you pray for your enemies? It's unconventional wisdom, but so is most of what we do when we follow the example and teaching of God's Son. When you pray for your enemy, you are praying for a fellow human being, a mother's son, a father's daughter, someone who missed the path and for whatever reason took the wrong turn in the road. Praying for your enemy, unconventional as the world sees it, changes your hatred to pity, and eventually you see someone who is weak just as you are. Take time to read Matthew 5, where Jesus talked about an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, giving to the one who takes from you, and yes, even praying for those who persecute you and abuse you. Those who practice unconventional wisdom are wise in a way that most people never understand. But they are the ones who profit from it, the ones who eventually will hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Deciding to practice unconventional wisdom in your life and to walk in the path that Jesus walked is the best thing you could ever do.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.